I'm sure you've heard about monkeypox. The National Institute for the Communicable Diseases saying no cases of monkeypox have been registered in South Africa, but travelers may be at risk. There are no monkeypox cases in South Africa. The World Health Organization has not yet recommended any travel restrictions, but it is working with affected countries to limit transmission and determine the sources of exposure. Dr. Michelle Groom is the head of public health surveillance and response at the NICD. Dr. Groom, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What is your warning to people who are traveling to areas that could be affected by monkeypox?
Hi, good afternoon to you and your listeners. Yeah, so I think at this stage we really are in the position of trying to collect more information around this. So there are several countries that have detected cases of monkeypox, and obviously travel to that country may potentially, you know, put someone at risk. At this stage, there seem to be certain subgroups, you know, that have higher rates of infection, and we're not too sure if that's kind of going to continue or if it just happens to be in that, you know, a certain subgroup was involved in that initial travel from Nigeria. So it really is quite a rare disease. We've only ever seen it in kind of small outbreaks involving exported cases, and so we really are in kind of new territory at the moment in terms of having a kind of a multi-country outbreak. But I think with the amount of traveling that happens, I think really any country is at risk, and I think we're just trying to alert clinicians to be aware so that we would be able to detect, you know, any possible cases early on.
And which countries specifically should people be concerned about, and what symptoms should they be looking out for?
Yeah, so it's mainly the UK, Europe. There have been some cases also from the USA, Canada, as well as Australia. And they can look at the further breakdown just of all the cases on our updates on the website. We're going to try and keep that information regularly updated. Just in terms of symptoms, so it has quite a long incubation period. So on average, it's from about 7 to 14 days, but can be up to 3 weeks. And starts, as with any other viral infection, kind of fever, headache, muscle aches and pains, feeling tired. Something that's quite notable with this is enlarged lymph nodes. So they may get kind of swollen lymph nodes as well. And then usually there's a rash that develops kind of 1 to 3 days after those initial symptoms. Mm. So I think at the beginning it's quite difficult because it's presenting, you know, similarly to a lot of things. But definitely keep aware. And if there's any development of a rash, I think really go and see your doctor, and then they can actually take a swab from, so they're kind of like chicken pox almost,
right,
with little fluid filled kind of vesicles, and they will then take a sample of that fluid and send it through to us to be able to confirm that or not.
Okay. Dr. Michelle Groom, thank you very much for setting all of that out for us. Head of Public Health Surveillance and Response at the NICD, speaking to us there about monkeypox, saying that there are no cases of monkeypox in South Africa, but people who are traveling to areas where monkeypox has been detected should be aware of the symptoms there.